In stop motion, kids create a cursive logo on a black background, Concordia. Hulu presents a Hulu original. In partnership with Concordia Studio, an Open Hood and Concordia Studio production. In association with XTR and Proximity Media, a Peter Nix film. A Hispanic kid with a goatee records himself in a bottom bunk. He's wearing a tank top and sweats.
I just woke up. I'm hella tired. I'm about to go bummy as fuck today, because I don't give a fuck. I'm a fucking senior.
At 8:18 a.m., the kid records his drive through a low-income neighborhood.
Welcome to a new week, and happy back to school to lots of kids.
Yeah.
Producer and cinematographer Sean Havey, associate producer and sound recordist Gabby Arvizu.
Teacher strikes began last year.
In a gated home, a kid with an undercut lugs a duffel bag.
Okay. Where was mom? Am I?
Bye.
Okay. He kisses his mom, then heads out.
The Oakland Unified School District spends over $6 million on its police and security force.
An older Latina watches two boys tinker with an ATV.
The high cost of housing plagues the region.
A girl with braces records herself.
You want to be my vlog?
Two boys sit in the back of a shuttle. Story by Peter Nix, Sean Havey, and Christina Matwani. A diverse group of students mill about in front of Oakland High School. An Asian girl in pink tie-dye poses for pictures. A police vehicle idles across the street. The boy with the goatee is with a group, the ACC Governing Board Student Union.
We out here.
What's up, everybody?
We are the All City Council Governing Board, so we got a message. I know it ain't no hot boy, hot girl summer no more, but we looking out for scholar boys and scholar girls who are hella educated, that are ready to represent us from every high school and are ready to show what they're about.
Because after what happened last year with, you know, the strikes and school closures, and, you know, we need y'all out there leading.
Because period.
Thank you. Have a great first day as well.
A man shakes hands with students.
Good morning, man. Hey, man, how you feeling? You're good, welcome. Sound like a man. Good to see you, sir.
Kids swarm a bustling cafeteria. A boy with braids watches an arrest video.
Like, it ain't no playing games.
A clip of pallbearers with a casket. A student greets a black officer.
Good morning. How are you? Good. Let's go, gentlemen. The bell has rung.
Various kids in class.
Welcome to the first day of school. I hope you have a wonderful, positive, and productive day. Thank you.
The girl in tie-dye turns her series of pictures into an animated GIF. Two Asian students wave and make peace signs in a video.
I want to drop out.
A black girl scrolls through Instagram and likes a photo of a boy with a horn filter. The same kid is across the room staring off. A black boy with a sideways cap leans over a laptop. The boy with braids dances in front of his friends. An older woman patrols the vacated halls. Produced and directed by Peter Nix. On a black background, the title appears, Homeroom. Words appear. This film follows the senior class of Oakland High School throughout the 2019 to 2020 school year. In the morning, a man in a cap leaf blows cement bleachers. Throngs of students bustle throughout the campus. In a class, a teacher illustrates a half parabola. One kid yawns as another sleeps at his desk.
No, right? So this line is going to be slightly different from this line and it's slightly different from that line. If you were to draw just lines through two consecutive points.
In simple algebra.
Bruh, I didn't even tell you what James trying to have me do. I have a feeling I know.
Two girls walk the halls.
Was I correct?
Yeah. That's a time if I can have your voices off and your eyes up to the screen here for a moment. So this will be a partner activity.
A girl snacks on gummy bears and a boy whacks another with his hat.
You're going to identify with that.
on your head.
I think it's racism, or probably colorism.
Once again, if I could please have your voices off, I just want to make sure we're all hearing what's happening here.
An older teacher with glasses.
So it's my expectation that I won't see your phone out in my class. The end of the marking period is a week from Friday, so it behooves you to be super engaged today, right? Because tomorrow is looming.
Students watch a video on World War II.
Politicians in the new cabinet didn't like or trust Hitler, but they liked democracy even less, and they saw the leftist parties as a bigger threat.
The girl with braces posts a boomerang selfie with the caption, "Today is a good day." Kids wander around the halls and mingle at lunch tables. Students converge at an all-city council high school meeting.
When I say A, you say CC. A.
A.
Thank you all for coming out to ACC's high school meeting. Make some noise.
Please find a space. There's some empty seats right here, over there.
A bulletin for first-time voters.
I would like to pass it back to Denelson and Micah about the budget cuts.
The Hispanic boy.
My name is Denelson Garibo. My pronouns are him and he, and I'm one of the two student directors. I represent all city council and 36,000 students in our district. So we have some cuts that are going to be made, which it will probably impact our newcomer students, which makes us wonder what is being prioritized, because it's just a cycle that keeps on going.
Good morning, I'm Micah Smith-Dahl, and I'm the other student director. So just going a little bit more depth into that, you know, the people that are representing us on our school board, they're making decisions for us and without our say-so, when we're the ones in the schools facing all the challenges. This really affected us deeply with them not really wanting to save programs that we wanted saved, as we saw last year.
Micah reads from notepaper.
Personally speaking, I have a learning disability that I didn't get diagnosed until I was a junior in high school. Maybe with more types of supports for students like me, that wouldn't have happened. But you know, sometimes things aren't priorities to people that don't go through things.
A girl with pigtails.
And not to mention, like, all my friends that I know are people of color who speak different languages. So why are we cutting from classes that, like, we know, like, I know people need, especially if, like, this nation is, like, you have to speak English in order to do this and do that. So, like, why are you taking away the funding for them to, like, function at all, like, in this, like, world?
Micah takes the floor.
I kind of feel like they should cut the police. I don't really feel like they do anything to serve or protect us like they're supposed to. And we kind of know how they treat our black and brown students. And they keep coming back and asking for more money. That's something simple they could do to cut and get more money, which is something we don't even want.
Wow. Yes. I hate that. Made that up on the spot. That was bad.
That was good. From the heart, though, Micah.
That was from the heart.
From the heart. We saw it.
Students crowd the halls, and two boys play on a basketball court. A mixed group of kids play Uno in the quad.
Yeah, I got my schedule switched. It's your turn.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Mario.
I never really learned color.
I'm Mario.
Yeah, I'm Mario.
Uno.
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 In an auditorium, students fraternize and a Latino waves the Mexican flag.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. It's pink.
Yeah, on a beautiful day. We're here today to honor the Latino Heritage Month. My name is Edgar. I'm the president of Latinos Unidos. And then she'll go, like, I'm vice president. She's doing it with me.
Yeah.
All right, this is great, guys. Come on.
A Latina with glasses sings on stage. A kid dressed as a ranchero rehearses by himself.
Daddy hears unfamiliar tones and words coming out of people's voices as words dancing in their vocal cords. What's the attempt coming out of his, but the only words that come out were foreign. But what's the problem with this, people ask? I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is that the roots are... I'll tell you what the problem is. Roots are being cut and branches are being grown too short. The leaves are falling off trees as many stories go untold. We begin to forget where we came from.
Oh, shoot.
We begin.
He skitters down a hall.
My feet hurt already with these boots on.
On stage, an elegant girl does a folklorico dance. The ranchero takes the mic.
I need to rehearse my poem.
Mic check. Hello. Hello. Good dog, can you hear me? You guys hear me back there? Yeah. Education will be the key for me to up... Sorry. Education will be the key for me to reshape these pieces, to reshape my future, and to uprise the seas, to see the hides, tides, will turn on the people that never believed in me. That my beautiful brown body wouldn't be laying on the ground. A beautiful complexion this system has failed to build. I forgot the rest, hold on. But I refuse to give up on myself. I will be not another page of the book, but I'll create a new chapter. A chapter where I get to rise higher.
Bye, y'all. Kids disperse across the basketball court. At a protest outside of MetWest High School, people wear politician masks and puppet strings on their arms.
It is up to us to demand that in this year, they do not close our school.
Outside the room where school board meetings are typically held, a group of parents, teachers, students, and even board members came together. They say it is the only school district in Alameda County that has its own police force and that money should be spent elsewhere.
But unfortunately, it's just indicative of one of many failures of this school board. From cutting money from our schools, to forcing our teachers on strike,
yes,
to closing our schools.
Yes.
I remember growing up in Oakland. There was no OUSD PD then.
A number of topics are up for discussion tonight here, Frank and Julie, but perhaps the most talked about is the massive amount of money the district says it needs to cut. Now, cuts are not very popular with many people here. In fact, during several school board meetings late last year, there were a number of demonstrations.
An Oakland Unified School District meeting.
Okay, so we're going to be now on item N, Superintendent's Report. Superintendent Johnson Trammell.
I have taken on the role of Superintendent of Oakland during a very challenging time. We continue to explore ways to engage in constructive community dialogue around these issues. We welcome your thoughts and ideas. Thank you.
Thank you, Superintendent. Student directors, are you ready now?
Dennelson speaks.
Good evening, everyone. So we as student directors just want to say that we stand for the community and we love the energy that we're getting right now. I love this movement.
A diverse group pickets with signs like Pencils, Not Police, and Oakland, Not For Sale.
I just love the representation y'all giving Oakland and what Oakland is all about, because we have the power.
Thank you, student directors.
My name is Tama Lopez, and I am a resident of Oakland. I have 4 children in OUSD.
Excuse me, but right now is not the time in the agenda for public comment. So if you could step back.
Long enough, you all been talking. It is time for you to listen to the community, period.
We are coming from different areas.
After we adopt the consent report, we come
to. As part of Black Organizing Project, as a parent and as a resident of the city, I'm asking you to remove the police from the Oakland Unified School District as soon as 2020. And that's it.
Dennelson tries to speak into his mic. Students bombard the district meeting.
But we passed a black organization project trying to say something about what they're going through right now, and we're not giving them a chance to be heard. Trying to repeat the cycle that happened last week, like, I don't understand.
Then you need to talk to the board. They're the one doing this.
It's not about the board. It's about the family. Because what happened is there was no unity.
A man breaks up an altercation.
You don't. I don't give a fuck. A Nazi. You fucking Nazi ass motherfucker. Chill the fuck out. I fought for this country. You don't know me.
You don't have to know.
Fucking Nazi ass bitch.
You meet with those white people in Piedmont.
We are going to, in another minute, we will either resume the meeting or recess to upstairs. We would much prefer to stay here and conduct the meeting.
Dennelson and his fellow board members reconvene outside.
That was interesting.
It was really interesting. A lot going on.
A lot going on.
I was confused throughout the whole thing. I was telling
you crazy.
Me, Natalie, and Anna, we were screaming. We were telling them.
What's your
we were like saying, listen to them. And I was so ready to go up to that lady and tell her to announce that to listen to y'all, because that's out of pocket. because y'all stand by their sides, but they're over here acting like they don't stand on y'all sides too.
I feel like it just shows like the disconnect we have with adults, like us not being heard. They're them giving the backs to like student directors and like the whole board. It was just like, we was trying to talk. We was trying to make a statement, but nobody was trying to hear us. Yeah. We did not see no youth in there.
That too.
We did not see no youth.
I didn't even trip off that.
We saw some youth, but they were like,
they weren't involved.
Right.
They were paying attention. Mm-hmm. I think us being in the positions that we're in, we should reach out to those students and invite them to our space and inform them on what's going on. They probably don't even know what's going on. Mm-hmm.
At school, students loiter in the quad. One rides a hoverboard.
Can y'all teach it to me?
A girl positions her phone and records a video of a synchronized dance with her friends. One girl embraces another.
Devin.
Kids FaceTime and text.
Hey.
A girl bites a boy's arm as they hug.
So I'll tell you something Antonio's already done. He already took over Prospero's position of Duke. What do you say?
I said that it's difficult being someone else because it's not me and it's not comfortable enough.
Definitely not comfortable for everybody.
Itzel, what do you think?
I said I feel cool because when I'm playing another role, it's like me switching up or code switching, kind of.
I'm glad
in
you
my opinion.
Say just a little bit about what you mean by code switch.
Like, kind of switching from being yourself to being somebody else. And changing, like, the way you're talking or the way you're saying certain stuff.
Well, I'll say cool back to you then. I'm glad that's how you feel about it. Because that's part of what we are doing. I mean, I heard... No politics, please, right in here. But we have to feel that out. Like, are politics happening or not? Thank you for raising your hand. Between the two itself.
Oh my God.
You agree about how bad it is.
So we're politics free in here, right?
Not entirely, but we don't have to specifically talk about now. But questions about who's in charge and who has power and who doesn't, that's already come up, right? So for example, remember we said who wants what, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to be free?
The girl with braces leaves.
What you mean, what's my problem? Because that just fucked up my mood, bro. Yeah, because you just canceled on me.
She's on the phone in the hall.
Hello? Okay, like, this is the second time you do this shit. Don't call me no more. Don't call me no more. Just leave me alone.
The girl hangs up, then returns to the classroom. Denelson and others meet in a room called the Future Center.
That's how you see Davis is.
He's sneaking over here sometimes. <He's
sneaking. laughs> If Mr. Owens was here, he would have been like, wait a minute.
Not everything. All right, I can't do it right here. But it is, you know, dry out there.
Denelson talks to a bearded man.
What you say about the board meeting?
Yesterday we had a board meeting, right? Now is this movement going on that's like Oakland's not for sale. Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
They're like, you know, advocating to stop the merch, to stop the closures and all of that. But it's just like the majority are like white middle class people. The last board meeting we had is they just like completely shut it down. And me and Micah, we were just sitting there like listening to them. And like, I wanted to say like what I needed to say, but like a knot was in my throat, and it's like if I say something, like I'ma say it all, right? But it's like we need to stay calm because like what we say right now is gonna be representing every 36,000 student, and like there's been many moments where that had happened, but it's always with the board, you know. Right. Speaking to the board and speaking to the community is different because we don't want to be against the community.
Right. You still want to go in politics?
Hell yeah, that's my passion, you know.
You know, like the Black Panthers was founded in Oakland. And a lot of the things that they fought for were something simple to just access to education. And now you have had a front seat to the turmoil that's been going on for years. I feel like it was good for that to happen to you. I feel like it's a different fire that it has been lit.
Denelson nods.
But now you got to go back to the drawing board and figure out how can you really get that message across. And I'm positive and sure that you'll do everything you can to figure that out.
Damn.
Stay strong. It's a hell of a fight.
The boy with the undercut and a dark-haired kid.
What did I take, the SAT?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You taking it or you already took it?
Nah, I already took it. For I'm not taking it no more. It's done.
Like that shit.
Oh, yeah. It's done with. I knew that name. What is it?
Yeah.
3,600?
Oh,
600 out of what?
60.
A Hispanic kid reviews his SAT score.
So weird.
Dude, you just put your name on it.
I don't care. Hmm? 400 is the minimum?
Yeah.
So if I got like 200, it wouldn't even count.
400 is, I put my name on my thing.
What you mean?
You put your name on your application, and that's, then it. That's it.
The kid gapes.
Yeah. I did that bad? D?
Are you serious? What's your score?
I got a 980. It's bad.
Better than what I did.
What'd you get first? I was... You got like an 830, right? Or 820? No. What did you get?
I got like a 870.
Oh, no. No, you didn't.
Yeah, you good then.
You want to see? How am I good?
Because like the average of Ohio is like 900, yeah. I think. So.
I lowered that average.
Same.
Wait, what was it's it? What crazy. Was it then? Huh? What was it?
She covers her pursed lips.
900. Just plain 900?
No, it's 900 something, though.
I want 10 points, so that's...
I mean, but your GPA makes up for it.
What's your GPA?
What's your GPA? I got a 4.1 when I added everything in.
You're good. I feel like if I had a 4.0, then I'll be good with the SAT. But I'm not. I don't even know.
Are you sure you're 3.8?
Dennelson nods at his laptop.
I think.
The kids work on their own computers.
I'm putting all the information right in front of you so you can make a logical decision on your future.
Hey, imagine if I really do, if this entrepreneurship really like sparks something, I just start my own business while in college and then I just start making hella money, I'm dropping out. I pray to God that happens.
I'm working, man.
A boy pushes the girl with braces in a chair. In class, a kid with cornrows speaks into a golden microphone.
When I say A, you say CC. Eggs.
CC.
Eggs.
CC.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dwayne Davis. I am vice president of ACC. ACC is important to me because I love advocating for the youth in Oakland. Go Oakland. Everybody from Oakland out here. And I believe that is super important.
Yeah. Micah speaks.
I would love for you guys to come to a board meeting because I don't be seeing y'all faces. I don't be seeing young people. So
we really want y'all to be there because it will shift the energy in the room. And you feel me? Like, me and Micah can't be all of us versus them. So we need y'all support. We need y'all to be there and to be repping for the youth in East and West Oakland. Like, we need that.
A short-haired teen speaks.
I had a question. So how are we making sure that we get the voices of, you know, students that aren't in leadership classes or, like, don't really talk about, like, political issues, like, publicly? Are we making sure that their voices are also represented?
A teen with long dreads.
All things are interconnected. If you look at it, like, all problems that you see in, like, California, even America in general, it's all like a, like, you know, the investigation board when you got all the lines connected and stuff. And what you gotta realize is you gotta find out where does all the lines lead to. And sometimes you gotta take into consideration outside factors. So for the kids who are having trouble with school, maybe it's, you know, the fact that, you know, they may not have a home to go to, maybe they don't have food on the table when they get home. So to truly make a change in school, you gotta change the environment around it as well. Because if I have that foundation, you know, that I know I'm safe, then I'm able to focus more on my education first. Because survival always comes first.
Students lounge in front of the school. A man with glasses exclaims as kids board a bus.
Here it is, High 33. If you don't get on this one, it's gonna rain on your head. It's too cold to be outside.
You just trying to get through, like Nikki said something.
A boy stuffs a dollar bill into the fare box and the bus takes off. A kid in a hoodie sits at the back. He peers out the window as they cruise through a shabby neighborhood. Other landmarks include the Highland Hospital and the Oakland Police Department. As the shuttle drives on, the kid in back observes a homeless encampment. A mural of students on a building reads, "They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds." A girl rides her bike through a park where children play. Street art depicts the many shades of people in Oakland. A downtown district has a convenience store, a boutique, and billiard spot called El Gato Negro Bar. At 7:40 a.m., the girl with braces cruises through the city.
Oh, yes! Big Bay Morning checking in on your Thursday, October 24th. Good morning, everybody.
And it's going to be a beautiful day to sit outside and maybe eat some tacos.
Dennelson dances in a car with his friends. The girl with braces is in a video with her friend.
I'm gonna do it this way. Hey guys, we're back with another vlog. It's rally day.
Kids rally on a football field.
Welcome to Homecoming Rally 2019. Let me hear you guys make some noise.
The crowd is on their feet as cheerleaders do somersaults and tumbles.
Hold on, y'all gotta do something for the vlog. See ya!
Students congregate in blue tie-dye shirts. The dark-haired kid throws signs with a friend in a cape. The girl with braces poses with a shirtless boy. Dennelson speaks.
Class of 2021, where you at?
Dennelson wears a black dress shirt and a golden cape.
Last but not least, let's hear it for the class of 2020!
Blue confetti drifts down.
Ready, y'all ready? 3, 2, 1.
Students dance in the bleachers and on the field. A team of football players huddle, wearing blue and white uniforms.
We have no team! 1, 2, 3!
We have lead!
Set, go!
In a dark gymnasium, kids swing neon green and orange glow sticks. They dance in the shadows as friends use their phone lights to take group selfies. Against a star-strung backdrop, ladies are dressed up as they pose for a photo op. On the dance floor, a kid in a white tracksuit sways wildly as others pump their fists in the air. Outside, students are formally dressed as they mingle. In the morning, students file into the school's main office.
Good morning. How are you doing? Good morning. What's up, brother?
A woman in a blouse issues late passes.
Over here, hon. Party pass. Till 9.
She stamps a student's form.
8:54.
In a classroom.
All right, so let's get started, all right? Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. What a turned up Tuesday this is. I like how you guys are talking about, like, internet, right? Social media, things like that, right? It brings exactly where we are in our lesson, okay? The social media piece. And so we looked at some of this last week, okay? Young man right here, right, had the police called on him for selling hot dogs, trying to get some school clothes, right? Similar to what we call it, Barbecue Becky. That was her name.
Yeah.
They called the police on the people having a cookout by the lake. Y'all know about this young lady.
Yeah. Didn't she go here? She went here.
She went here. It's Nia Wilson. This young lady got killed on the BART, got stabbed, okay? So it says, the murder of Nia Wilson, may she rest in the power and peace she was denied here, is unspeakable and must not be met with silence. She is not a hashtag. She was a black woman and she was murdered in cold blood by a white man. It's kind of dehumanizing the person itself. Like you said, she's not a hashtag. It's somebody that went to this school. They walked these same hallways as you do. Use some of the same lockers. same classrooms. This shit is real.
A photo of Nia Wilson, a young black woman with a radiant smile. In the halls, there's a candlelit memorial of Nia Wilson and two other students. A girl with highlights saunters by with a late pass in one hand and her phone in the other.
Oh, see this one? Yeah. So basically that Trump still uses the same stereotype, that immigration leads to crime.
Okay. A girl browses Instagram.
Are you putting that on the whole world to see? Like,
girl? CC, do it. Yep, do it.
You what? Yep. Oh, my God.
It's a video of Kaya hugging Destiny, that one video where she looked hecka friendly.
All right. It's okay. I have her freaking password. I'm deleting it.
Denelson watches a video on his phone.
Now to the new developments in that troubling takedown of a female student in South Carolina.
A cop rips a student from her desk, then throws her to the floor. Denelson puts his phone down, then continues working.
I know.
Other kids watch a clip on their phones of the officer chokeholding the girl as he wrestles her in the halls. A boy searches Instagram with the tag Visit Oakland. He taps a picture of Soup, which was posted by Nyam Bai.
She talking about a fierce
At the office of Chief of Police, a bald officer steps out to give forms to students.
Okay, everyone needs to sign in. So go ahead and just put your name, and I will fill out the rest, okay?
In the auditorium.
Welcome, Oakland High School. Appreciate you guys coming in today. We are a part of the Youth Outreach Unit of the Oakland Police Department. We have come up with this program, which is our open house program. This is legitimately one of your only opportunities to be with police officers who have all day long to answer every single question you want.
Who has questions? Okay.
A girl in denim.
In this field, do you think it's necessary to make assumptions about anybody you come in contact with?
To make assumptions? Good question.
We'll hear and we'll see things in the news and media that talk about how, well, the officer walked up and grabbed onto this person and took him to jail based on a very simple fact, okay? He took him to jail because he was wearing a black hoodie and someone got robbed down the street in a black hoodie.
The narrative that you guys are receiving on social media, in the movies, in the books, says that we are looking forward every day to blasting somebody and smoking up somebody, and that's just not the case. Most of us will go our entire careers and never have to fire our weapons at another human being. That's the facts. It's not what you guys have heard or what our perceptions are. Out of 1 million police officers in the United States, is it realistic to believe that all 1 million are going to have strong ethical and moral values and always do the right thing?
The officer stares at a diverse group.
Right? I still have that expectation, but I'm oftentimes disappointed by police officers' actions across the nation, but never more so than when it happens here in Oakland, California.
A girl with braids speaks.
There are a lot of students who have PTSD when it comes to police officers, because they have had traumatic experience. There are police officers always, like, patrolling around communities that they live in. They see people that look like them get arrested, family members get arrested, like, unjustly. They see them at their public transportation routes. They see them everywhere. And then, like, school's supposed to be a safe place, and then you see them there as well. It's like being around them all the time is, like, overwhelming. Then it stops them from wanting to go to school. And then when they don't go to school, then they're labeled as bad kids and stuff like that, gang members and, like, low lives. But it's like when you've been, like, treated so poorly by the people meant to protect you because it's the color of your skin or, like, the money you have in your pocket, it's like you don't want to be around that no more. You just give up.
The girl shoots a look at the officer. In a classroom, a slide on a projector reads, "Framing Our Time Together." Denelson is among students who listen to two older women.
So our outcomes today is really to share with you where we are in terms of our best thinking around our budget prioritization and budget reduction, which will eventually become a proposal for the board to think through, and then eventually they'll have to make final decisions.
A kid with cornrows.
There have been over 1,000 students who have stated that student leadership, teacher quality, college and career support, and mental health, nutrition, and wellness are some of their priorities in terms of needs in OUSD.
Micah.
I've seen so many of my peers drop out, and they'll be smarter than me, more capable of me, but they just don't have the right support systems. So I feel like as youth, this is what we really need.
Denilson.
I just want to mention, like, I saw school police on the slides and just wondering, like, how can we redirect those funds? I just feel like, you know, we as students, we don't really feel safe with police. Like, seeing school police on our campuses, like, it could be very triggering to a lot of students of color.
Once we have a more fully baked proposal, perhaps there can be another opportunity to come back and share that with you all.
Denilson and Micah share a look.
I want to be clear that it's not all going away, but I can promise you it's not going to look exactly like it looks in this year.
Students empty the halls as they report to their classrooms. In a workshop, Denilson and others work on their college applications.
Hey, y'all. As you're finishing up or need help reviewing your applications before you submit them or your PIQ questions, just write your name down and then one of the advisors, as we're finishing up with other people, will call you up just so we could make sure that you guys all get help before you leave, okay? And I'll leave the marker right here.
So how much more you need to do?
Two more.
A girl reviews Denilson's writing.
Because it's like you got to do 4 PIQs, so I got 2 done. So I chose describe an example of your leadership experience. So I'm going to talk about like me being the OUSD mm-hmm. and being student director. My impact in the community and like high school running for class president. And then I'm going to talk about maybe just like learning English, how I came here and stuff like that.
The kid in a hoodie talks to another who's reviewing his college essay.
It's just not easy. I mean, it's like easy to talk about, but like when you're trying to like really explain to somebody like your life, it's kind of like, I can't. It's kind of hard to think about.
I said, just like this, bro. I said they be shooting at night. Say they be, it be needles and shit. Said we broke as hell. And Shirley said that. I should have talked about that gentrification shit, bro.
What can I say? I say, in the last year, I've been moving house like three moves in the last year because of, what would I say? The unstable house market of Oakland. Something like that.
Talk about gentrification rising shit, man, and you got to move everywhere.
It's crazy. Talk about how you see white people like in the 60s now. That shit crazy.
You know, fucking house, $1 million, bro.
The house by your house? That shit crazy.
Out of pocket.
They both look over the personal statement.
Oh, and I live way farther from the school now, man. So I gotta get up hella earlier.
The kid writing his essay nods.
I should have talked about that. How the schools that's closer to you is like trash. Like they just don't care.
Okay, now you're done.
I just want you.
Oh, wait.
So once I press this button.
Wait.
Yeah, you start your submission.
Okay.
Drum roll.
Students record as Denilson submits his college application. A video shows a boy with an application confirmation and a caption that reads, "Congrats, Akram."
Yay!
Another clip, "Congrats, Ignacio."
Yay!
Denilson applauds his submission. In a neighborhood at night, students mingle under a canopy with strobe lights and streamers. They dig into a pizza box and schmooze with red party cups. Denilson chats with a friend and the kid with the undercut.
Look at the hills. They look hella nice. See, imagine the party up there.
Living our best life.
Having our best time.
Nah, for real.
We doing good?
Where you was at?
I just came back. I was at a poetry slam.
Poetry slam?
Yeah, I won a creek. I had to pull through.
Right now, we finna have everybody nice. Everybody nice right now? We finna have everybody nice.
Let's go. We all get it together right now.
Dennelson uses a mic to address his peers.
Hey, everybody, hold on. I got a speech. Hold on. Stop playing with me. So we better turn this motherfucker
on.
Stop playing with me. So everybody who outside, come back in. Come on. We about to pull out the bottles.
Everyone dances with drinks in hand. Kids embrace one another and record videos as they dance under flashing lights. Dennelson juts his arms to the music, then moseys through the crowd. A girl with curly hair smiles among friends. The kid with the hoodie steps out and greets another with a peace sign. Away from the party, students loiter on a sidewalk. In the morning, the streets are empty except for cars parked on either side. The girl with braces vlogs presents under a Christmas tree.
Good morning, guys. Today is Christmas. Say hi to the vlog.
Hello.
She records the lights, tinsel, and ornaments.
Evan, say hi.
A New Year countdown. Dennelson's with friends and family.
Happy New Year's. I'm about to eat some grapes.
Make your 12 wishes, my God. Then he's gonna look good.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
The dark-haired kid gets a kiss on the cheek. A video of the girl with braces.
Happy motherfucking New Year's, your ass!
Say Happy New Year's to the vlog!
Hey!
The boy with braids.
It's 2020!
Fuck!
That's what I'm talking about!
2020, baby!
Damn, what is this? Beauty filter! I know! We graduating. Are we really?
The two girls give peace signs. Back at school, the kids gather and mill about.
Hey, Wildcats! Adventure Club is going on a beautiful and exciting hike in Black Diamond Mines this Sunday. And of course, you're invited. See Mr. Murray for dues and permission slip.
Thank you, Wildcats. This has been the reading of your daily bulletin for Tuesday, January 7, 2020. And remember, failure is the opportunity to begin again more intelligently. Have a great day.
He hands the phone to another boy.
Y gracias, Wildcats. Estas son sus noches para el martes 7 de enero. Y recuerden que estamos en la primera semana de escuela. Entonces, toma esto como segunda oportunidad para comenzar.
In a classroom.
Wildcats, can't you just ask what's your favorite basketball player in Spanish?
I don't know.
¿Cómo?
¿Qué?
De...
No. ¿Cómo?
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 De ferito balón. Baloncesto
no.
Personas.
¿Te gusta?
De baloncesto.
De baloncesto.
Baloncesto.
Baloncesto. What does that mean?
Basketball.
No. Okay.
We
don't know. Okay, caliente.
A girl with braids glares at another.
Nope. Stop it, Tolera.
In art class, a boy sets a frame over a painting of a red silhouette. A girl sitting across from him works on her own project.
Mama, why are you laughing? You can't graduate with a 1.6.
Go to the Fusion Center for a tutor. If you really need one, go.
Nah.
Juju.
Yeah, I am.
The boy with the undercut uses an X-Acto knife on red paper. He's hunched over his desk while others put their chairs up. Kids file out of their classrooms and depart from school. In Oakland City Hall, Dennelson gathers with others as they watch the news on their phones.
First article pass, if Trump is impeached.
Look, this is my favorite right now.
Breaking news, Trump impeached for abuse of power.
Oh my God. Micah, did you see that the cookies to make, how to make Yoda, baby Yoda?
Yeah.
I don't understand why this took so long.
Are
like,
we sure about it, you guys?
Yes.
It's
yes.
It's
well,
but in both the Senate.
Yes. Look.
A picture of baby Yoda.
You don't look like that, girl. Okay, look, it's live right now.
Has he posted anything on Twitter?
Yes, he said, I did nothing wrong.
just talking mess.
Look.
Boy, you did everything.
No, you've been doing it. I've recorded from Minnesota.
In a boardroom, the students meet with a formally dressed man and brunette woman.
Hi, I'm Libby Schaff. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I am the mayor of the city of Oakland, my hometown. So thank you for being here, and thank you for gifting all of us with this circle.
David Silver, director of education for the mayor, used to be a teacher and principal in Oakland. And I'm actually super confident that we can actually work together on some stuff. So could someone just summarize, like, what are the things that you want the most?
For me, it would be to defend and protect the student budget priorities of the Oakland Unified School District. So I represent the 36,000 students sitting at the Board of Education.
In terms of funding, the school board makes the decision, the mayor doesn't, but she may have influence. So, like, I think being in communication with us and also updating us with your conversations with board members, that's helpful, and we can keep going on that.
I wanted just to, like, add to that. I want you all to see yourselves as I see you, like the most incredible, powerful, brilliant, amazing, talented human beings on the planet. And I want my city to not be deprived of your talent.
A boy grins.
And so I just encourage you to, like, know your power and claim it.
Citizens picket outside MetWest High.
The Oakland Unified School District Board will consider a resolution that calls for dismantling the district's dedicated police department.
In subtitles, one of the things we are asking for is to use the $2.3 million that the school district spends on its own police in other school programs and counseling.
And would you feel like the children wouldn't be as safe without the police?
They're not safe with the police in the schools.
Why not?
You're threatened.
A board speaks in a packed gymnasium.
Good evening. If you wish to offer public comment, this is the time to come forward.
A line forms and a long-haired girl goes first.
Hello, I'm Hema. And I just want to say, like, in support that we should cut police from our schools and redirect that money into programs that are going to support young people. That's $2.5 million right there. If you want to cut something, cut that.
She and another girl step away.
Yeah.
A Latino student speaks.
I have been part of OUSD since first grade. At the age of 12, I was already seeing people being arrested and confronted by school police. The message that was being sent was that Oakland Unified School District cared more about keeping us in check than protecting us.
Board members deliberate.
Director Torres, so your motion has two parts.
Two parts, that's correct. Attachment A, reduce half of the sworn officers to the department. Attachment B, that we get that safety plan for the final elimination no later than September 2020.
Does the maker accept the motion?
I do not consider this a friendly amendment.
When I talk about my responsibility as a board member, I don't have the luxury of saying, in terms of safety for students, that I'm going to take a chance and I'm going to move without a plan.
There is also a reality around what our police officers do. And so we have stayed in the narrative of, you know, that they are all bad.
Student directors, did you want to offer comment?
We represent the 36,000 students of OUSD, and we are sitting here representing student voice saying this is the time. The time to stand up is now. The time to make history and stand with us black and brown students is now. The time to give our marginalized students access to higher education is not tomorrow, it's today.
Micah and Denelson sit at a podium.
Let's call the question. Thank you, General Counsel.
Student Director Smith-Dahl.
Yes.
Student Director Garibo.
Yes.
Director Yee.
No.
Director Torres.
Yes.
Director Hinton Hodge.
No.
Vice President Gonzalez.
Yes.
And President London.
No. That motion was not adopted.
In the audience, students and adults look dismayed.
Student directors.
Micah abruptly rises from her chair and Dennelson adjusts his mic.
Thank you. Director Garibo.
Dennelson stares off with a pensive expression.
This is sad. This is real sad. Y'all got us out here, me and Micah, to let y'all know what we as students need. And for y'all to just do us like that, to just say no, my family is undocumented. Me being targeted by the police, getting even close to police, me getting in handcuffs, means that I'm putting their life in this country at risk. Means that they could get tracked down.
Micah stands by Dennelson's side.
I understand this from you, President London, you know, as a white woman, but from y'all three, for y'all to do this?
I want to be really clear. I disagree. I don't believe in the abolition of police officers for a number of reasons, because my uncle was the first African-American police officer in Raleigh, North Carolina, so I got a bias.
I appreciate him being a good cop, but he's not in our campus.
Thank you, student directors. We appreciate your support being here. Colleagues.
Dennelson and Micah exit the stage. Outside, the group of students is solemn as they converge under the night sky. A black girl looks up as Dwayne speaks.
Us as people, we know how to get around things. We know how to strive through, you know, all of the hurdles. And I mean, it's unfortunate, but it just comes with, you know, fighting for what we want, what we need. Events like this, we're going to get what we want.
A girl in a hoodie gestures.
You know, don't stay too stuck on, you know, this situation this night. But how can we learn and heal from this? How can we implement this to make us stronger to, like, execute the fuck out of the shit we're doing now? You know? I'm so proud of y'all, for real.
I feel like this changes everything.
The students peer at one another.
The marathon continues. We're not about to stop right here.
Dennelson bows his head.
Yeah, this ain't over. This ain't over.
This is only the battle, you know? I'm hella proud of y'all. You're hella inspiring.
The group huddles together.
Yeah. Group hug.
It's cold.
Y'all about to squeeze in my car right now.
All right, what's the move? I'm home.
A boy takes a portrait in a tuxedo.
Hey, how's your senior year going?
Tired.
Yeah. Excited to graduate?
Yeah. Nice.
Lean forward a tiny bit.
There you go.
Eyes right here with the camera. Nice big smile.
Perfect.
A woman photographs a girl in a red feather dress. Dennelson laughs with friends, and a girl does a friend's eyelashes. The girl with braces is in a graduation gown, and a boy primps her straightened hair. In a tuxedo, Dennelson grins for photos.
There you go, right there. Good. Chin down a little bit.
A kid shows his grills as he smiles for his graduation photo. In a banquet hall, a crowd dances while rappers and a DJ perform. People hold their phones up as they record the concert.
Look at us shine like shooting stars. Travel at the speed of sound. They try to keep us down.
In the city, the student union collects signatures from locals.
In general, the idea of getting more young people actively engaged is super helpful.
Okay, thank you so much. Really appreciate you.
At dusk, a girl with hair buns walks a downtown area with petition forms. The Grand Lake Theater marquee reads, "A trial with suppressed evidence and no witnesses is not a trial. It is a shameful cover-up." Two girls kiss their hands and raise them, and a diverse group of kids pose for a picture. Gunnelson speaks at a packed town hall meeting.
More support is needed for those students who are disengaged.
At school, kids lounge on the steps and one slides down a railing. Two boys pass each other in the halls and students work on laptops in a classroom. Social justice posters read, "A woman's place is in the struggle," and "Fight AIDS, act up." Desks face each other in a square as a group of kids take a test. Students hand paint a sign that says, "Vote for your future." A girl poses in red tinted glasses and a boy with earrings winks at the camera. A throng of students pour out of the school in succession. In the auditorium, the kid with the undercut watches a video with a blonde. A man in a blue cap enters with a clipboard.
We need our stuff? Our paper?
Yeah, you'll need it later, but you don't need it right now. Every scene we're going to do today, except for like one or two, we've actually done quite a bit of work on. So I want you to bring what you've done, like bring all the things we've learned and practiced. But also it's really about like positioning and going through it and seeing how things connect.
The kid with the undercut reads a script.
I don't even know this song.
You guys got to start coming onto the stage.
He paces the stage.
Sonny, you're late.
Relax. You know you love me.
Me and my cousin running just another dime a dozen. Mom, pop, stop and shop. And now my God has gotten too darn hot. Like my man Caporta said, people come around.
The man grins.
Cute cold waters in the lottery ticket. Just a part of the routine. Everybody's got a job. Everybody's got a dream. They gossip and sops in my coffee and smirk. The first stop as people hop to work.
Try and jump in if you can catch up.
I forgot what's next.
The kid with the undercut joins dancing girls.
Yes.
A janitor sweeps a sparse hall as two students head outside. In a student union meeting, a girl with glasses touches Dennelson's cheek.
Want to touch me?
You're so warm. Are you okay?
Yeah, I literally feel like...
Stop. You guys are making me feel away. That's why I had to go get coffee. Because I feel hella like, you know?
Like my cheeks are hot.
Yeah, I'm hot too.
It was on the news.
It is not in Alameda. It is not in the Bay.
Yes, it is. It's here in the Bay for sure. I'm very worried. Like, as a matter of fact, I left school early yesterday because people kept coughing.
The coronavirus really only affects like people with weak immune system, newborns, and...
That's not true. That's not true.
Who said that?
Yeah, who said that? They need to be
everyone?
Fired.
The flu starts in like a few days. The coronavirus has to go 14 days before you can see.
Exactly, and that's why
so
I think
if
I
you
have
get sick.
So then what's
you
your
don't
point?
Have coronavirus.
I'm gonna be thinking I'm regularly sick and then it's just gonna
like Micah,
make me.
If you get sick now, you don't have coronavirus. Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
In 2 weeks if you get sick, then you could have coronavirus. But there's no way for us to have it now.
I'm scared.
The bat virus. That's what you call it, the bat virus?
The bat.
Also, I mean it's vaccinated. Like if you just get your flu vaccine.
There is, oh.
I just got my flu
so,
today. Wait, really?
So us that we have the flu,
if you have your vaccines, you're fine.
We're good?
Yeah.
So we're immune to it?
We're not immune, but we're treated to for it.
Okay.
Micah, shut up.
Okay, Benjamin.
Instagram news and posts about the coronavirus.
We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus.
They really must be out there all over the place that we don't even know.
They are limited by the capacity that the state lab has, and what they're having to do is ration tests. They can only now get tests to the people who are the most sick.
Oakland, California, Grand Princess is docked.
where they have the individuals that have the coronavirus inside. They say 19 are staff.
I think school should get canceled.
Yeah, but school only shuts down if a person is infected with it.
I'm infected with it.
Why? Because you're Asian?
Yeah. Are you being racist towards... Is this yellow on yellow violence right now?
Yeah.
They don't even know if it's airborne or not. And they don't even know how long the virus could stay on surface.
It's okay. My mom freaked out and she went to Costco. And then you should see our house right now. There's hella food. There's hella food.
Because it's like a zombie apocalypse or something.
Seriously, no. She bought so many cases of water bottles. And then she bought hella ramen and, like, perishable foods.
In class, a teacher sanitizes the door and kids wear masks.
Honestly, we need to get better masks because this ain't working. You know that, right?
It's like,
dude, that's your mask. I don't know about the ones.
No, those ones don't work either. It needs to have like an actual filter on it.
I have the one I have.
All right, did everybody get approval?
Good morning, Oakland High. This is Mr. Abdul. Please excuse this interruption for the following announcement. We just got off the phone with the superintendent, and she has closed schools effective at 6 o'clock this evening for the next 3 weeks until April 5th. If you have any additional questions, don't ask them because we don't have the answers. No, just kidding. Hold on your questions, and as soon as we get more information, we'll share it. Thank you.
If you do not have access to a phone or
Internet,
then let us know. But I know a lot of you are very tech savvy, and the majority of you have phones, and you FaceTime and do stuff, so I know you're going to figure some way to get in touch with us.
Students flock to the front of the school, where many stand around. A group of kids record a dance video in front of a phone.
I'm on the side. Don't come in front of me.
All right, I'm in the front.
Let's go over.
Okay.
A game board spinner hangs on a wall, but the pointer can only land on "Stay home."
It's Corona time. It's Corona time.
Doorway 160. The bitch staring at me.
In a store.
So since my mom can't buy tissue and paper towels, I'm going to have to buy one of them.
So yeah, be safe. You know, wipe everything down. Wear gloves when you go outside.
Okay, so we just got to Walmart, but let me show y'all the fit.
The girl with braces wears a mask in a department store. Students attend a Zoom meeting.
You just don't want to go out and get food and be hugging on everybody and, you know, licking all the doorknobs and stuff.
Facts.
Yeah, 2020 is the biggest L. Throw the whole year away. Let's restart this year.
Actually, we should just burn it.
Just burn it.
Because there's some murder hornets coming our way.
All right, y'all, look, we at the park, but and they got the courts nailed together.
2x4s cover both hoops.
So we can't even play basketball.
So what are we going to do then?
Yeah.
A kid tries to take the boards down.
Yeah, this is heck of scrutiny.
For real?
Yeah, it's really strong needles.
Swings sway in a breeze on a playground that's closed off with caution tape. Tables are empty in the deserted quad. In a classroom, a chair's toppled over and a periodic table hangs off a wall. A massive wall of photos show the smiling faces of students in jerseys, gowns, and formal wear. The auditorium seats are vacated and the stage is desolate. A handwritten sign reads, "In the Heights, March 20th, 21. Sunlight pours into a shadowy classroom with unoccupied desks. One lone person jogs along train tracks, and a train car is almost completely empty as it approaches a platform. A spray-painted sign reads, "See you when everything's chill again. Till then, stay safe. From a good mother." The streets are desolate except for one car that rolls through an intersection. The girl with braces records an Instagram story while driving at 8:18 a.m.
Okay, so today we're doing a Q&A. The first question we got is, what are your thoughts on COVID-19?
She sets up her camera in a living room.
It's low-key hard, just because the type of person I am. I'm like a
person who doesn't like being stuck inside or being stuck in one place. It's like, at this moment, I really don't know what's going to happen.
The girl fiddles with the hair on her forehead.
There's no way you could cope. You just go along with it.
Later, she's on her phone while her siblings play on the Xbox and Nintendo Switch.
Thank you.
The dark-haired kid tinkers with a truck engine while his mom cooks in the house.
Your food's ready.
He and his younger brother head inside and each grab a plate. As the dark-haired kid does dishes, he watches a video of someone doing donuts on his ATV. At night, the residential streets are sparse, with one car and a bicyclist. In a kitchen, the kid with the undercut also washes dishes. An older Latina watches him from over her shoulder. Denelson's in a hoodie as he video chats with classmates.
What's up?
Hi.
Okay, yeah. So, we're going to start with a quick check-in. Micah, can you hear me?
Happy birthday, sis.
Thank you, guys.
Quarantine doing you good, sis. Looking better than ever.
I'm really proud of us. Like, we've been working hard, nonstop. And like, it says a lot that we're still doing this even through this times. So, you know, just keep on moving.
Thank you.
Is this meeting adjourned? I think it is.
The theater marquee reads, "Stay safe and healthy. Back soon." A helicopter soars over a stagnant city. Later, traffic picks up while the theater's still shuttered. In a shared bedroom, a student watches the news on his phone.
What, baby?
Travis McMichael and his father, Greg, a former police officer, are charged with murdering 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery, seen here being killed in the street on February 23rd in Brunswick, Georgia.
A downtown district is nearly uninhabited except for a few pedestrians, a bicyclist, and some passing cars. At home, the girl with braces and her brother are on their phones. A Twitter post reads, "R.I.P. Breonna Taylor. I'm sorry they keep forgetting you."
Police say the officers knocked and identified themselves. Taylor's family says they didn't either.
Please don't come close to me. Please, please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm not sure there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Denelson watches the news with a pensive expression. At sunset, the dark-haired kid pushes a pink ATV out of his garage. Sitting on it, he hangs his head while watching the George Floyd video.
What do you want? I can't breathe. Please, the name of my dick. I can't breathe shit.
Well, get up, get in the car, man.
He takes off down the road while his brother scrolls through Instagram. A clip from Tamika Mallory's speech is on Twitter. Following it are many posts of the protests in response to the death of George Floyd.
Activity happening across this nation, and so we are in a state of emergency.
A demonstrator bangs on the back of a cop car. Police are on guard as people march the streets. A clip of a dumpster fire in Oakland. People deface a storefront.
Hey, what y'all doing this for?
Just going to 7-Eleven. Shut the law.
A mob raids a 7-Eleven.
I'm recording live. These motherfuckers in here looting.
In the wake of the riots is a vandalized department store. Shards of glass line broken windows and a graffiti sign reads, "Kill Cops." Similar messages appear around the city and on boarded up windows. Utility workers are surrounded by caution tape as they clean up debris.
People came out in Oakland to express their understandable anger about the death of George Floyd. But that rage crossed an unacceptable line.
Buildings are tagged with words like "burn it down" and "fuck the feds."
We join people in the grief, in the anger, in the quest for a more just society.
On his laptop, Dennelson watches Libby Schaaf give an address.
There are other ways to demonstrate your anger and your activism right now.
Dennelson's on a patio with a slender Latino.
Hey, when's the meeting?
Today. At 5.
At 5?
So, let's see.
Dennelson joins a Zoom with teachers and peers.
Madam President, you may begin.
Good evening. This is the Oakland Unified School District Board of Education returning from closed session. We're going to move now to item I, special orders of the day, our student directors.
So firstly, I would like to start off by having a moment of silence, a minute of silence for George Floyd. So I'm going to start the timer.
Dennelson nods as tears stream down his face.
Okay. Just remembering them and saying their name is so important.
A draft of Dennelson's closing remarks asks to honor George Floyd.
For those who don't know, George Floyd was a 46-year-old black man from Houston who was brutally killed by Minneapolis police. He was an innocent black man and is a prime example of the constant criminalization of black people in this country. This just goes to show we do not need police in our schools. Let's dismantle this system and eliminate the school-to-prison pipeline by securing a bright future for black and brown youth. And always remember, ain't no power like the power of the youth, because the power of the youth don't stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Gettymore.
Dennelson raises his fist. In a bustling downtown area, a diverse mix of people flock to a civic building. An old white lady tapes a Black Lives Matter poster to a car. A large banner across pillars reads, "Justice for George Floyd." A massive crowd gathers as a black woman speaks into a microphone.
My heart is so warm right now to see everybody out here. Guys, you guys realize we are literally staring at the face of motherfucking history. Our kids are literally going to open up the book and see their parents fighting for the very rights that they have. This is so dope. So big kudos to everybody out here. Big kudos. I know George Floyd said that he couldn't breathe, but as a community, we haven't been able to breathe for hundreds of years.
Dwayne texts, "Hey y'all, is anyone else here at the rally right now at Tech? It's huge."
Show up. Show up and vote. Drive people to the polls. Get Donald fucking Trump out of the White House.
Dennelson responds, "I hella want to be there. FaceTime me when you got time."
I love you. I'm here from you. Let's show out today, Oakland.
Dwayne FaceTimes with Dennelson.
You want to say it? Okay. It's like...
Dwayne records the monumental turnout.
This is an alumni from Oakland schools. They did such a good job with like the outreach. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. It's crazy.
Well, with everything going on and with, you know, eyes being called in for the protest, it puts all of our undocumented community at risk. I hella want to be there to support the movement, but it's just like my status is at risk. But, you know,
no problem.
Be safe, though. Be safe. Let me know what's up. Let me know. Keep me updated.
I will. I'll definitely let you know.
Okay, see ya.
At Dennelson's house.
Yes.
Make sure to register to vote. Tell all your friends.
Period.
With his brother and sister.
So, the graduation.
Uh-huh.
Did I tell you that it got moved to virtual? So instead of postponing it till December, now it's like...
They're only doing it virtual?
They're only doing it virtual.
That's kind of lame.
I don't even know. But I was about to pop out for prom, though. I was really about to wear my gold, like, suit. It was going to be a black with a gold, like, suit. Let me show you. It was, like, going to be gold designs, yo. Look, it was fun to be something like this, like...
A photo of a man in an ink-blot suit.
Oh, that is cute. You could have done a whole Instagram live. You know, coronavirus hit different when you wanted to go do things.
A Maltese lazes on a nearby bed.
We could throw you a dance party in the backyard. But you just dance by yourself.
Dwayne texts, Den, have you seen this?
What is it going to take for this school district to realize the murders that we are witnessing of our people in the streets by these rogue-ass police are the same police that are in the school district?
Dwayne adds, we have to get out in the streets.
They're still texting you?
Yeah.
Friends respond with support.
Everybody's texting because it's crazy.
Jessica texts, we should march to the mayor's house. Dwayne says, I'll make a flyer. And Jessica asks Dennelson, would you come?
I see you didn't text back, though.
Well, I want to do it, but at the same time, like, I would feel like I'm putting my family at jeopardy, my status, so I don't know.
Dennelson looks down as he anxiously taps a hole in his jeans. Protesters congregate at the Fruitvale shopping plaza.
We good?
A helicopter patrols overhead as the student union group melts with other protesters.
What?
We're not moving yet.
But, like, we need to leave by 7 o'clock, and it's already 6:45, and I'm very
it's
nervous.
It's okay. Dwayne, you get me? Just calm down. It's okay.
The people is out here because of you.
Yeah. Okay. My name is Dwayne Davis. I am a 17-year-old right out of Oakland Unified School District. Thank you all so much for being here. It means so much to us. Thank you.
I'm Jessica Ramos. I'm 17 too. But we spread our words, we spread our message by standing together. That's how they hear us, all right? So we're going to be memorializing everybody's name, everybody's life that has been lost at Mayor Libby Schaap's house.
A drawing shows Brianna, George, and Elijah.
Also, you know, there's hella budget cuts in OUSD. And we gotta also remember that, you know, our education is the most important thing.
A sign reads, your silence is violence.
Today is change.
Let's get started.
I'm hella proud of y'all, for real. Y'all organized this shit.
People march the streets with Black Lives Matter signs.
We on our way to Libby's house.
We on our way to Libby's house.
Defund the police.
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 Neighborhood residents witness the protest. At the front of the caravan, Dennelson pumps his fist.
We Black Lives are under attack. What do we do?
Stand up and fight.
If you can't keep hiding, the people are united. You can't keep hiding.
The crowd flaunts signs at riot police, and bystanders record while others raise their fists.
You can't keep hiding. The people are united.
The massive protest marches uphill to a two-story brick house.
We here!
Where's she at? Where's she at?
Because this is what we came for. To hear Libby. So where is Libby? Where is Libby? I'm confused. Her drapes are nice, but where is she?
Off of her stairs, please.
This is peaceful at the end of the day. And this is the new one saying, I want to breathe.
I want to breathe.
Say it again.
I want to breathe.
I want to breathe.
I want to breathe.
And know this, and know this.
A candlelight vigil.
Look how beautiful that is. Look how beautiful that is.
Oh my God, this is amazing. This is so beautiful.
The crowd raises their fists.
On the 24th, in the school board meeting, the school board members will be voting on whether or not to eliminate school police. So we're just telling y'all need to show up in this Zoom school board meeting, fill out public comment, tell them why this is important, go on Bob's social media, we have the school board's phone numbers up, call them. Blow up their phones.
Keep the same energy.
I've said this so many times. We need to secure the success of our black youth. You
better... Hello, all black youth.
All of them. Let's stop pushing our black youth to the side.
Pushing them out.
Let's stop pushing them out.
Come on, sir, and talk. Come on.
Black lives
matter.
Black futures
matter.
Black graduates
matter.
Black children
matter.
Black life
matter.
Black futures
matter.
Black children
matter.
Thank you.
Dennelson pumps his fist to a crowd of protesters with candles.
Let's take a little moment of silence. Take a minute of silence. Thank you.
Everyone lowers their flames. A black woman interviews Dennelson.
It's like your first term on school board. And some real shit goes down.
So remember when they voted no? Right.
I mean, you in your position, you've gone above and beyond. You're all out at the community events. You're here. You know, you're like, what are we going to do? Let's strategize. But we already won.
All right, so... if we can find our seats, everyone, please, please, please.
Outdoors, Dennelson sits at a table in front of his laptop. Two cameras record as he attends a Zoom meeting.
We're live whenever you're ready.
Good evening. This is the Board of Education of the Oakland Unified School District returning from closed session. We have one item here today, George Floyd resolution to eliminate the Oakland Schools Police Department.
On the motion... as stated with the modifications. Director Hinton Hodge?
Yes.
Dennelson trembles.
Director Yee?
Yes.
Director Torres?
That's a big yes.
Director Harris?
Yes.
Vice President Gonzalez?
Yes.
President Orman?
Yes.
Student Director Garibo?
I just want to emphasize that the student director's vote always reflects the voting of the community. And this is what the community wants.
Youth behind Dennelson raised their fists.
Yes or no, sir?
This is a yes.
That, the motion was adopted with the amendments around implicit bias that we just saw.
This is history in the making, y'all. We need to start listening to the community. It shouldn't have taken this long to eliminate school police when the community was literally begging y'all to eliminate school police. We did it!
Dennelson does a victory dance. The student union pumps their fists as they pose for a photo. In his yard, the kid with the undercut's wearing a blue gown. He slips on a blue cap with a tassel and adjusts it in a mirror. He's surrounded by family at a backyard barbecue. The kid steps up to a balcony to address the attendees.
Lo que llevas en la cabeza. Nadie te lo puede quitar. What you carry in your head, no one can take that away. A saying that my father always used to say. I grew up in a place with limitations. From a family that wasn't fortunate to go to school. Come some circumstances that deprived us from gaining knowledge. Childhoods were erased.
Dennelson and others graduate on Zoom.
A plant goes into a tree. It begins in the roots and begins to expand its branches and grow leaves. Just like human growth from children to adults. We begin to fit in. The only ones who fit in are the only ones who survive. Survival of the fittest, like Darwin said. But what's the problem with this, people ask? I'll tell you what the problem is. Roots are being cut and branches are being grown too short. The leaves are falling off trees as many stories go untold. We begin to forget where we came from. Las palabras, the words that ancestors used to say. Traditions aren't being thrown and are being shown. And if you didn't know, you must let this be known before we lose our real throne. You see, mom and dad emphasize education so much because they have experienced not the American dream, But the American nightmare, a dream that still haunts us to this day, a dream that repeats itself over and over. I close my eyes and it's still there. I ask myself, why is education so important? But I realized I am the living answer. I'm the answer to this question, because education won't show that I have the knowledge to maneuver around this unknown puzzle filled with injustices, that pieces that won't fit all the time. Because they are never fitted for me or my family. But education will be the key for me to reshape these pieces, to reshape my future, and to uprise the seas, to see the highest tides will turn on the people that never believed in me. Because I promised my mother that I wouldn't be another statistic. That my beautiful brown body wouldn't be laying on the ground. A beautiful complexion this system has failed to build. But I will not be another page of the book. I'll create a new chapter. A chapter where I get to rise higher than never before. A chapter of a young man sharing his story up on stage without forgetting his real roots, his real home. Because what you carry in your head, no one can take that away. Porque lo que llevas en la cabeza, nadie te lo puede quitar.
Danielson's siblings help him get ready.
Decir sus por el estado se hace. Okay.
And by the power invested yes. in me on behalf of the Oakland Unified School that District, I now declare you official 2020 Oakland High School graduates. Congratulations.
Period. He moves his tassel to the left. An older black man.
I would be remiss if I didn't pause for a moment just to shine a bit of light on what's happening in the world right now. We can't sit back and do nothing and ignore the blatant racism and injustices that are happening in our world. And this is on your watch. This is not on my watch. I'm an old man. This is on your watch, young people, class of 2020. And I look forward to seeing you on the protest lines. Peace and love. Stay strong, everybody. I love you.
Parked cars line the streets of a neighborhood. A long stretch of railroad lies empty. An athletic field is vacant, just as a dark chemistry class has unoccupied workstations. The halls of Oakland High are clear, but a wall is decorated with hand-drawn portraits of the students' faces. The collection of drawings depict a diverse group of students from various races and cultures. In the city, activists continue protesting in droves. Vibrant mural titled They/Them depicts a black male with his fist raised beside a girl with braids. A painting of John Lewis reads, Good Trouble. Another mural shows a black boy and girl with their backs together. Hand-painted signs on these art pieces read, Bring Me Justice and Together We Rise. A male graduate raises his fists in front of a mural depicting that same graduate surrounded by riot police. Fade to black. A photo of a young black woman appears. She has shoulder-length hair and a gentle smile. In loving memory, Karina Silvalay Nix, 2002 to 2019. Text appears, dedicated to the class of 2020, everywhere.
Look for God when you're trying to fight the odds. Need to look up to the sky and let go of all the pride. The game changes.
Credits roll, produced and directed by Peter Nix, produced by Sean Havey.
We as a community must ensure that our young people are no longer criminalized.
The moment we from that same toaster. Emotions rolling, just know I've been on that same coaster. That fame heavyweight.
Edited by Christina Matwani and Rebecca Adorno. Cinematography by Sean Havey. Story by Peter Nix, Sean Havey, and Christina Matwani. Credits continue.
I see sounds in my mind. I hear colors as I go. We all walk side by side, even if we're on a different road. I know this is something bigger than me.
From a lens of my own perspective. And see-
see the anger driven by color in the recession. Sad to see the reality of our regression. Cops killing, drugs selling in a state of a depression. When I get pulled over, should I be afraid? Cause lately the bad's getting away. If my attitude bad cause of the day, would it threaten them enough where I maybe could catch a stray? But it's a two-way street, you probably hate to hear. It kinda seem like they striking cause it be out of fear. Aggressive kids getting bullets, then they be out of here. We mourning lately, gon' be some time before we out of tears. No need to separate, remember that these times cooler. We ain't dealing with segregation for all the schoolers. Throwing dirt on the work of Malcolm and Martin Luther. We stand together, let's make it different than what we used to.
I see sounds in my mind. I hear colors as I go. We all walk side by side, even if we're on a different road. I know, cause this is something bigger than love. This is something bigger than love. This is something bigger than love. Yeah, yeah. Even if we're on a different road, I know. This is something bigger than love.
God created us equal, so let's embrace it. In life, you run into evil, you gotta face it. Let's win the race instead of everybody thinking racist. Bad habits, we inflated, look what we created. We need change, better attitudes to open up lanes, better avenues. Need to rise up, but we headed latitude. Let's try to think about the kids bred after you. Every day I wake up and see the breaking news about the hate crimes media gon' make you choose.
Country of first publication, United States of America. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or copying of this film or any part thereof, including soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties. Copyright 2021, Concordia Productions, LLC, all rights reserved. Concordia Productions, LLC is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. And for the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Distributed by Hulu LLC. Audio description provided by Point360 and voiced by Dave Wallace. Letters come together outside in the moonlight. Hulu Originals.